Small Biz America.
The brain.
Nationally known as the Small Business Professor, Bruce Freeman is a syndicated small business columnist for Scripps Howard News Service. His column, Ask the Small Business Professor, is distributed to 400 newspapers in the U.S. and Canada and read by more than 20 million people. In 2006, Bruce received the Journalist of the Year Award from the U.S. Small Business Administration. He's the co-author of Birthing the Elephant and has received awards for teaching excellence at the Stillman School of Business. Today, he's embarking on a national radio appearance campaign to inform small business owners regarding President Barack Obama's small business initiatives and their impact on small business in today's economy. Joining us on the line from Livingston, New Jersey is the small business professor, Bruce Freeman. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Great to be here.
Before we dive into Obama's stimulus, you're the author of Birthing the Elephant. What's the book all about?
Well, interesting. It takes an elephant 22 months to give birth, and according to the Small Business Administration, it takes about 2 years, about the same amount of time, to launch a business.
Wow.
The book is an interesting way of dealing with the problem of motivation. Most small business books are about the three M's, money, marketing, and management. And our book is about motivation, the emotional staying power that you need to get the small business going and to maintain it.
So let's shift to the stimulus package. If you would, give us a quick overview of this package for small business, what it entails.
Well, per the Obama presidential campaign, he was trying to get, you know, small businesses and entrepreneurship started again. The purpose of his small business rescue plan are to first, you know, help small firms obtain the loans they need to meet day-to-day operating expenses, to make important short-term investments, and of course to meet payrolls. In my view, with small businesses responsible for more than two-thirds of the new job creation, this plan is vital to stemming losses and turning the economy around.
Okay, terrific. So it's really about funding, job creation, and really meeting the shorter-term obligations that just require to operate a business.
Absolutely, and you really, David, have to get the credit markets moving again, because if people can't find credit, if they can't find loans to launch their business or keep their businesses going, we're going to have a problem getting growth and sustaining growth in the economy, whether it be small business or large business.
Absolutely. Bruce, what are you hearing on the street with your readers about the loosening or not loosening of credit?
David, I think it's slow right now. I think, if anything, you know, you have to give the president an A for effort, but an A for effort's only going to last so long. I think the people on the street are concerned. The money isn't moving fast enough. They're trying to unlock some of the bureaucracy. They're trying to unlock some of the fees.
Yes.
But people are not yet, I don't think they're seeing the loans come through. Now, the SBA is trying to guarantee up to 90% of the loan. You know, banks are a little nervous now, so having the government back it is helpful.
Absolutely.
But hopefully, as the banks start to do better and as the TARP money starts to become more available, hopefully the money will start to flow into small businesses. That's what everybody's hoping for.
Let's talk about micro-lending, and there are many micro-lenders, the Acción, and we have one here locally called the Loan Fund, and there are several out there that you're probably aware of. How do the micro-lenders, how are they different than the banking sources of funds, and do you see more movement there, or is it about the same?
Well, the SBA's micro-loan program provides small loans up to $35,000 paired with some technical assistance to, you know, for startup and growing small businesses.
Yeah.
I think that that type of loan, kind of emergency type of loans, will probably open up a little faster than some of the other loans. And I think as an emergency, I think it's a good program. The SBA is trying once again to up the amount of micro loans given out, and I think the government through the president is pushing at it. So I'm hoping once again, David, that becomes a more fluid process.
We're visiting with Bruce Freeman. He's the small business professor, syndicated columnist. That website, www.smallbusinessprof, P-R-O-F, Tax.com. How do the tax incentives included in this stimulus package provide the real catalyst for business growth, in your view?
I think that tax credits are important in again, loosening up some of the money to small business. Small businesses are overtaxed, trying to pay for all the services and government programs. I think once you cut the amount of taxes to small business, you actually loosen up income to A, hire employees, and B, to buy better health insurance for yourself and your employees. I think taxes, overtaxation becomes a burden. And I think the government is now making an effort through rebates, through tax reductions, to put more money into the hands of small businesses. And let's face it, David, if you have more money to spend, and you spend it, and you're buying other services, other people are making money, and more money gets back into the economy. It's a cycle.
Absolutely.
And this is what's happening with every facet of the economy, even including housing.
Mm.
You have to have more money. If you have more houses being built, more houses being bought, you have more engineering services being purchased, you have more carpenters, more electricians, more plumbers working.
Bruce, is there anything in your view that's missing from the stimulus package? I mean, there's no perfect legislation here. Anything missing that you'd like to see that you don't see?
I'd like to see some more money put into education. There are a lot of universities that have entrepreneurial studies programs. I'd like to see some money put into training at universities, particularly schools of business, to help develop skills. You know, I teach at Seton Hall University, as you mentioned before.
Yes.
And I teach a course in small business management. For most of the years, David, if you went to a school of business to get your college degree, you learned how to go into a corporation, accounting, finance. All your courses were corporate this, corporate that, and corporate the other thing.
Right.
What about the skills? What happens when you come out of college and you don't have a job this year? What do? Well, try something else. Start a picket fence painting business. Start something, you know, and learn as you go along. But I think what colleges have to do is offer more of these courses, other skill sets that you're going to need when you get out there and there is no job.
Something has occurred to me as you're talking about those already in universities or maybe on a track, you know, of education in the sense that we think about it. But you've also got tens and tens and tens of thousands of people being dislocated from jobs, whether they're well-educated already or maybe they're working individuals from the auto industry. And these may not be people that are, I'll say, educationally oriented. So is there an answer for them? I mean, how do they make a paradigm shift from always having worked for a large company like a GM into the notion that they could have their own business? I just was curious on your about your feelings around this.
You know, my feeling has always been you have to learn how to do more than one thing in life. One of my requirements for my students is I call the Plan B paper. Okay, and the Plan B paper goes like this. Suppose you were you wanted to become an accountant, okay? You went to a school for accounting, and tomorrow morning there's no more accounting firms, and all the accounting firms closed up.
Right.
What are you going to do? What skills did you learn in accounting that you can transfer to other professions? Suppose you studied to become a teacher. Tomorrow morning, there are no jobs as a teacher. What are you going to do? Plan B. And I think we have to re-gear our business education to teaching people that you have to do more than one thing. And that's the problem that you just mentioned. Somebody gets into a job in a corporation, they've been there for 20 years, and they've been doing the same job, or they've gone up a ladder in the same types of jobs. And all of a sudden, that skill set or that job is no longer necessary. What do? David, we have to, as a result of this softening in the economy, we have to start training people from an early age to have entrepreneurial skills, to have corporate skills, and to have multiple skills. You can't do just one thing anymore.
You point to it as a multiple skill, and I would say from the 60,000-foot view, just to add to that, it's just understanding that you can transfer skills from one box to another.
Absolutely. Take something. Take someone like a teacher. Suppose you lose your teaching job. Okay? If you're a teacher, you had to communicate with parents, you had to communicate with students, you had to communicate with administrators. You had to write plans, right? You had to grade or evaluate papers. Take those skills out of the classroom and put them into another job. Is it transferable? The answer is yes.
Yeah. Bruce, a delight to have you. Bruce Freeman has been our guest. That's Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. He's a syndicated columnist for Scripps Howard News Service. The website, www.smallbusinessprof, as in the Small Business Professor, P-R-O-F.com. Bruce, we'll do it again. Thanks so much for joining us.
David, thanks for inviting me.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.